This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
All right, this jackpot is getting serious. $380 on the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? And I am filled with suspense and anxiety and excitement as you face off against your opponent today, who is Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Calling all the way from Gridley. Congratulations, you are caller 17. Katie is going to leave the studio.
Bye.
I have five questions dealing with news and pop culture, and it's brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. Three locations. I believe more locations are very soon going to open. But right now, Auburn, two in Roseville, one across from the Galleria Mall, and the other is in West Roseville on Blue Oaks. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, Amber, here we go. Listen closely. Katy Perry is under international investigation over the filming of her new music video. They filmed in a protected area of the Spanish Islands that is environmentally threatened, and they did not ask for permission to film there. Officials also say that they damaged things as well. How many countries border Spain? One, two, or three?
Let's go with two.
Okay. Question two. Snoop was all over the Olympics, and him being so involved seemed to get his friend Dr. Dre really interested in being part of the next one, but as a competitor. He wants to be an Olympic archer. I'm not making this up. And he says that he's good enough to qualify for the 2028 Olympics in LA. How many points is the bullseye worth in archery?
Four.
Question three, speaking of the Olympics, Olympic boxer Amin Khalif won the gold but isn't done fighting. After she was wrongly accused of being a man and the victim of massive online bullying, she is now suing the most prominent people who spread that misinformation, like J.K. Rowling, Elon Musk, and Trump's vice presidential nominee, J.D. Vance. What country did she represent? Was it Algeria, Romania, or Iran?
Can you repeat them again, please?
Sure. Algeria, Romania, or Iran?
I think it was Algeria.
Question four. Two kayakers in Half Moon Bay went viral after they posted a video of them being stalked by a great white shark. The scary video shows them being tailed by the shark, which never got aggressive, and they said that they just tried to remain calm, but it is chilling to watch that video. The great white shark is at the top of the food chain, which is called what kind of predator?
Ooh.
3 seconds. Two.
I don't know. A Maine predator. I don't know.
And question five, a woman in Florida who was already on probation for shoplifting was arrested for sort of shoplifting again. She was caught swapping out price tags for expensive items for cheaper ones and then going through self-checkout so she could just boop, scan it herself, and she did it for months. If she grabbed a $325 Lego set and swapped it out for a $38 sweatshirt, how much off is that?
Like Like how much, like percentage?
What difference is it?
Oh, okay. You said it was a $38
sweatshirt and $325 okay. Lego set.
Okay, $287.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. And Amber, where are we going this morning?
I am heading to work. I work in a vet tech program at a community college.
Oh, I love that. Which community college?
It's actually Yuba College in Yuba Marysville. College
in Marysville, home of the fighting, Katie.
Ferocious.
Fighting ferocious.
Yeah.
So what's their mascot look like?
Just a claw.
Oh, a claw.
Yeah.
Well, single claw or a hand?
A hand.
Does the hand have fur?
Parts of it.
They're really covering their bases there. Yeah. I love that. All right. Amber, you're now on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Katy Perry, your best friend, she is under international investigation. And the reason why is because they filmed a music video of hers in a protected area in the Spanish Islands. And they damaged stuff while they were there. Yeah,
Spain?
Huh?
In Spain?
In Spain, yeah. How dare you come in sued on our dunes?
Right.
That's what they said. How many countries does Spain border? 1, 2, or 3?
Spain borders 2?
That is correct.
Okay.
Portugal and France.
Yes.
Question 2. Snoop Dogg, he was all over the Olympics.
Okay.
And his involvement seemed to have gotten his friend Dr. Dre very interested in being part of the next Olympics, but as a competitor.
Okay.
This is a true story. Dr. Dre says that he is good enough and wants to compete in the next Olympics.
For what?
As an archer. He said, he's like, I heard that you only need.
Who would have thought Dre was into that?
Right. I know. A little Katniss Everdeen.
Right. He's just such an onion.
Shooting his onions, his arrows.
Yeah.
How many points is the bullseye worth in archery?
100.
Hmm. 10 points.
Ten
points. Question 3, speaking of the Olympics, Olympic boxer Amane Khalif. Remember her?
Yeah.
She won the gold, but she isn't done fighting after she was wrongly accused of being a man and the victim of massive online bullying. She is now suing the most prominent people who spread that misinformation, like J.K. Rowling, Elon Musk, and J.D. Vance as well.
I mean, it seems hard. It seems like it'd be hard to defend that.
I still know people that still haven't taken down their posts accusing her of being a man. Like, it's like, what are you doing? Take it down. Anyway, what country did she represent? Algeria?
Oh.
Romania?
It was Algeria. It's Algeria. Yeah. It was so tough. Yeah.
Where being a trans person is illegal, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. Question 4. Two kayakers in Half Moon Bay went viral after they posted a video of them being stalked by a great white shark. Did you see it?
No, that gives me chills.
They were like, we tried to remain calm the whole time and the shark never got aggressive, but it's like so scary. The shark's just like slowly, you can, and the fin out of the water, like in Jaws, just tailing them, pun intended.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. The great white shark is at the top of the food chain, which is called what kind of predator?
What kind of predator? Ultimate.
Mm. Apex.
Oh.
Apex predator is what it's called when you're at the very top.
Okay.
Question 5. A woman in Florida who was already on probation for shoplifting was arrested for sort of shoplifting again. She was caught swapping out price tags for expensive items for price tags for cheaper items and then going through self-checkout and just scanning it herself.
Oh, yeah. People do that.
I didn't know that. I never.
People do that at IKEA.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Seems brilliant. Those are Katie's words, not mine.
I did not say that. Yeah. I did not say that.
If she grabbed a $325 Lego set.
Yeah.
And swapped it out for a $38 sweatshirt.
Okay.
What is the price difference?
What is the price difference? 12, 10.
No one's saying anything. 3 seconds.
Oh, okay. I got it. 287.
That is correct.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I don't like when you say wow when I'm just doing subtraction.
Amber.
Almost forgot to bring down the two, just so you know.
We were all on pins and needles.
Sure. By the way, I do think that I have a condition.
What is that condition? Oh, boy.
No, it's not dyslexia, but it's like dyslexia with numbers.
Hey, Amber, do they teach a class at Yuba Community College about math dyslexia?
Think so.
Dyscalculia.
No. Dyscalculia.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. It sounds like an Addams Family member. Wow, that's great. Well, final score. Amber, you got 3 and Katie got 3.
Ooh.
It is another tie.
Apex Predator.
Wow. Well, we are going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, but Amber, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
That is
just
right.
As smart, but go Fighting Ferocious.
See, it feels good.
It does feel good, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
All right. This jackpot is getting serious. $380 on the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? And I am filled with suspense and anxiety and excitement as you face off against your opponent today, who is Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Calling all the way from Gridley. Congratulations, you are caller 17. Katie is going to leave the studio.
Bye.
I have 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture, and it's brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. 3 locations. I believe more locations are very soon going to open. But right now, Auburn, 2 in Roseville, 1 across from the Galleria Mall, and the other is in West Roseville on Blue Oaks. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, Amber, here we go. Listen closely. Katy Perry is under international investigation over the filming of her new music video. They filmed in a protected area of the Spanish Islands that is environmentally threatened, and they did not ask for permission to film there. Officials also say that they damaged things as well. How many countries border Spain? 1, 2, or 3?
Let's go with... 2.
Okay. Question 2. Snoop was all over the Olympics, and him being so involved seemed to get his friend Dr. Dre really interested in being part of the next one, but as a competitor. He wants to be an Olympic archer. I'm not making this up. And he says that he's good enough to qualify for the 2028 Olympics in LA. How many points is the bullseye worth in archery?
4.
Question 3. Speaking of the Olympics, Olympic boxer Amane Khalif won the gold but isn't done fighting. After she was wrongly accused of being a man and the victim of massive online bullying, she is now suing the most prominent people who spread that misinformation, like J.K. Rowling, Elon Musk, and Trump's vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. What country did she represent? Was it Algeria, Romania, or Iran?
Can you repeat them again, please?
Sure. Algeria, Romania, or Iran?
I think it was Algeria.
Question 4. 2 kayakers in Half Moon Bay went viral after they posted a video of them being stalked by a great white shark. The scary video shows them being tailed by the shark, which never got aggressive, and they said that they just tried to remain calm, but it is chilling to watch that video. The great white shark is at the top of the food chain, which is called what kind of predator?
Ooh,
3 seconds. Two.
I don't know. A main predator. I don't know.
And question five, a woman in Florida who was already on probation for shoplifting was arrested for sort of shoplifting again. She was caught swapping out price tags for expensive items for cheaper ones and then going through self-checkout so she could just boop, scan it herself, and she did it for months. If she grabbed a $325 Lego set and swapped it out for a $38 sweatshirt, how much off is that?
Like, how much, like, percentage?
What difference is it?
Oh, okay. You said it was a $38
sweatshirt and $325 Lego set.
Okay, $287.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. And Amber, where are we going this morning?
I am heading to work. I work in a vet tech program at a community college.
Oh, I love that. Which community college?
It's actually Yuba College in Marysville. Yuba College
in Marysville, home of the fighting, Katie.
Ferocious.
Fighting ferocious.
Yeah.
So what's their mascot look like?
Just a claw.
Oh, a claw.
Yeah.
Well, a single claw or a hand?
A hand.
Does the hand have fur?
Parts of it.
They're really covering their bases there. Yeah. I love that. All right. Amber, you're now on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Katy Perry, your best friend, she is under international investigation. And the reason why is because they filmed a music video of hers in a protected area in the Spanish Islands. And they damaged stuff while they were there.
Yeah. Spain?
Huh?
In Spain?
In Spain, yeah. How dare you come and shoot on our dunes?
Right.
That's what they said. How many countries does Spain border? One, two, or three?
Spain borders two?
That is correct.
Okay.
Portugal and France.
Yes.
Question two, Snoop Dogg, he was all over the Olympics.
Okay.
And his involvement seemed to have gotten his friend Dr. Dre very interested in being part of the next Olympics, but as a competitor.
Okay.
This is a true story. Dr. Dre says that he is good enough and wants to compete in the next Olympics.
For what?
As an archer. He said, he's like, I heard that you only need...
Who would have thought Dre was into that?
Right, I know. A little Katniss Everdeen.
Right, he's just such an onion.
Shooting his onions, his arrows.
Yeah.
How many points is the bullseye worth in archery?
100.
10 points.
10
points. Question three, speaking of the Olympics, Olympic boxer Amane Khalif, remember her?
Yeah.
She won the gold, but she isn't done fighting after she was wrongly accused of being a man and the victim of massive online bullying. She is now suing the most prominent people who spread that misinformation, like J.K. Rowling, Elon Musk, and J.D. Vance as well.
I mean, it seems hard. It seems like it'd be hard to defend that.
I still know people that still haven't taken down their posts accusing her of being a man. Like, it's like, what are you doing? Take it down. Anyway, what country did she represent? Algeria?
Oh.
Romania?
It was Algeria. It's Algeria. Yeah. This is just tough. Yeah.
Where being a trans person is illegal, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. Question four. Two kayakers in Half Moon Bay went viral after they posted a video of them being stalked by a great white shark. Did you see it?
No, that gives me chills.
They were like, we tried to remain calm the whole time and the shark never got aggressive, but it's like so scary. The shark's just like slowly, and the fin out of the water, oof, like in Jaws, just tailing them, pun intended.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. The great white shark is at the top of the food chain, which is called what kind of predator?
What kind of predator? Ultimate.
Mm. apex.
Oh.
Apex predator is what it's called when you're at the very top.
Okay.
Question 5. A woman in Florida who was already on probation for shoplifting was arrested for sort of shoplifting again. She was caught swapping out price tags for expensive items for price tags for cheaper items, and then going through self-checkout and just boop, scanning it herself.
Oh, yeah. People do that.
I didn't know that. I never.
People do that at IKEA.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Seems brilliant. Those are Katie's words, not mine.
I did not say that. Yeah. I did not say that.
If she grabbed a $325 Lego set.
Yeah.
And swapped it out for a $38 sweatshirt.
Okay.
What is the price difference?
What is the price difference? 15, 16, 14, 15. Stop it. Don't say anything. 12, 10.
No one's saying anything. 3 seconds.
Oh, okay. I got it. Three. 287.
That is correct.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I don't like when you say wow when I'm just doing subtraction.
Amber.
Almost forgot to bring down the 2, just so you know.
We were all on pins and needles.
Sure. By the way, I do think that I have a condition.
What is that condition? Oh, boy.
No, it's not dyslexia, but it's like dyslexia with numbers.
Hey, Amber, do they teach a class at Yuba Community College about math dyslexia?
Think so.
Dyscalculia.
No. Dyscalculia.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. It sounds like an Addams Family member. Wow, that's great. Well, final score. Amber, you got 3 and Katie got 3.
Ooh.
It is another tie.
Apex Predator.
Wow. Well, we are going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, but Amber, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
That is
just
right.
As smart, but go Fighting Ferocious.
See, it feels good.
It does feel good, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.